Well, I want to greet each one in Christ's name this morning. It is good to be here. It's good to see so many here. For a devotional, I wanted to read from Mark chapter 9. I'm going to be reading verses 14 through 29. And verse 29 is what really stuck out in my mind when I read this earlier this week. Then there was a couple other things as I studied this that kind of jumped out in my mind that I wanted to share this morning. Mark chapter 9, verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. I guess I'll kind of give a little background. Right before this, in Matthew, the same account is the transfiguration. So Peter, James, and John were with Jesus. They saw the transfiguration, and when they came down, it's what they were in Matthew is what it says they came down and they saw. Came down to the rest of the disciples, and there was this great multitude gathered around them. And straightway, all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answereth him and saith, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." So just imagine you're one of the disciples there, and this man brought his child to him, to you that was demon-possessed, and he asked you to cure him. Well, I guess before this, they had been able to cure a few things, and then so they did the same thing, and nothing happened. And then Jesus comes to you, and he gives you this rebuke. He says, "O faithless generation," kind of gives a, he's using the language there, it kind of implies that it's a shame for them that they lack the faith that was needed to do this, because the answer that he gives to them in Matthew, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Now, I forget what kind of, in this time there was a term for the exaggeration that people used. They would state something, but they would exaggerate it to make a point. And I think that's what Jesus was doing here. Although nothing is impossible to faith, such a faith that was needed to triumph over this is not something that's gained in an instant or without effort. We have to spend time with God in prayer or with fasting, you know, in self-denying exercises. And I don't want to diminish the power that is in the name of Jesus. There is great power in that. A lot of things have happened just with the name of Jesus being mentioned. But I think that in this case, the disciples were still in the state of a saving faith. You know, when we come to Jesus, we claim, we have to step out in faith. We have to claim that blood in our lives to wash away our sins. Acknowledging that power that is in Jesus' name. But I don't think they were going any further. And I think we need to do that. Jesus expected more of them by this time. I mean, they had been following him for a couple of years, and it's the same for us. After we've accepted him, after a couple of years, we should have a stronger faith. And Jesus, I believe that he expects that of us. So we need to spend time with God in prayer and in fasting or a self-denying exercise like that, you know, to draw closer, to have a stronger faith. The second thing that I really noticed when I was studying this, and especially with that answer that Jesus gave them, because of your unbelief. Now, this child's father also said something about unbelief. But I want to go back a little bit further to verse 20, actually the last part of 19. Jesus says, "Bring him unto me." So he asked them to bring the child unto him. So they bring him, and in verse 20 it says, "When he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him." Well, Jesus didn't heal him right away. I found that kind of interesting. He sees the child there, and the spirit begins to tear at him, and he falls to the ground. He's foaming. And Jesus asks the father, how long has this been happening? Seems kind of strange that he would do that. And so father's like, okay, well, it's of a child since he was very little. And he gives him a little history. You know, it tries to cast him into the fire, into the water. It tries to kill him. You know, and then he says something interesting. He says, if thou canst do anything, help us. Please help us. Have compassion. And then Jesus answers him by saying this, if you can believe, all things are possible, if you believe. So now the father sees that, okay, this is not, limited by God's power. God can do all things, but now it's up to me. Do I believe? And he says right away, he says, with tears in his eyes, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. In other words, found this saying, it is useless to hide the unbelief that struggles in my heart, but that same heart bears witness that I do believe in you. If distrust still remains, I disown it. I wrestle with it. I seek help from you against it. Sometimes, you know, if I'm asking God to do something, there's a little bit in my mind, in my heart, that's like, yeah, I believe that God can do that, but I don't think he will. And I don't believe that's right. I think that's the flesh that's trying to discourage me. It's trying to put a little bit of doubt in my heart. And I believe that's what Jesus was talking about here. And then this man recognized that. That was one thing. He felt that and he recognized it. And then he does something about it. He asks God to help him to get rid of that. He says that I don't want that. I feel it's there. But I don't want it. I want you to take it away. I want to completely believe in you. When Jesus said about faith, all things possible, I think he's talking about there's an absolute necessity in the trust, absolute necessity of trust in God's absolute power. It's not a blank check for answered prayers. You know, God knows best. But we need to have trust in God's unlimited power there. So that was kind of interesting that I found that, okay, so Jesus didn't heal his son right away. Maybe he was working in this man's heart, and I believe that's kind of what he was getting at. And then this man, he finally understood that there was this little bit of doubt or unbelief in his heart, and then he dealt with that. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, and then that this work was done in this man's heart, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." So at that point, that work in that man's heart was done, and Jesus healed his son. Once he took that man's faith, took it far enough, not just a saving faith where, yes, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but to go beyond that and to trust completely in his power that he has. And that was a challenge for me. I just wanted to share that because I know in my life that sometimes that doubt is there, that distrust, but I need to completely give that over to God, and sometimes that's a struggle, but it was just a reminder to me this week to give everything in my heart to God. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for this day, your many blessings to us. Thank you for the beautiful day here, that we can gather together and worship you. Lord, I pray that we could all have a faith that's growing and is stronger, and and that there would be no doubt in our hearts that you are God and that you have all power to do all things. Pray that you would just have your hand in the rest of this service, that you would receive the honor and glory from it. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.